Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read of the apparition of Christ to the disciples going to Emmaus. This apparition stands alone among the resurrection stories in the way it presents a gradual transformation of those who encounter Jesus. First, let's take a look at the structure. It follows a Eucharistic outline. But interestingly, that outline begins with an evangelistic outreach. Jesus approached these two disheartened disciples as they were walking away from the community. He listened and connected with their situation. The next step was the liturgy of the word. In response to their disenchanted account, Jesus presented a hope-filled view of his own mission, based on the prophets. We hear later that the disciples' hearts were burning at this point. The third and final step was when they invited Jesus to stay with them, and they recognized him in the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. Notice the gradual discovery of the risen Christ that was taking place as they also perceived their own hearts more clearly. Secondly, let's analyze what their particular difficulty was. In most resurrection accounts, we read that the disciples battled with doubts. In this case, they were like Thomas in their reaction. They had heard from witnesses of the resurrection and had not believed them. But something distinctive in them was that the doubts appeared to be linked to a general feeling of discouragement. It's possible that the passion had been too disturbing for them, and they hadn't quite recovered. They felt traumatized, scandalized, and as a consequence, they doubted. Jesus acted as the divine spiritual director. He asked them questions and listened to them, allowing them to express their sorrow and doubts. Then he challenged them, as some negative emotions cannot be healed if they are not challenged. And then he gave them God's view of what had happened, and that infused deep consolation and faith in them. The disciples opened themselves to that grace, and as a result, they invited the Lord to stay with them. And then the Eucharist was the culmination of that recovery. The change was so significant that the disciples returned to Jerusalem at that late hour to share their news and excitement with the rest of the disciples. So, how do you relate to the particular trial of these disciples? How does this passage resonate with your own faith journey? How is the Lord encouraging you to imitate Him in helping others reignite their faith?